Welcome to Yashoda Health Podcast, your trusted platform for insightful discussions on health. Today, we explore a significant topic, that is, headaches and migraines in children, identifying triggers and treatment. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and it's my pleasure to introduce our guest, Dr. Varsha Monica Reddy, Consultant Pediatric Neurologist at Yashoda Hospitals. Welcome to the program, Dr. Varsha.
Hello, Lakshmi.
So, Dr. Varsha, could you elaborate on the prevalence of headaches and migraines among children? And why is it crucial to address this issue?
Pediatric headache is most common complaints we encounter in our pediatric office practice. Usually it is not very serious, but it causes a lot of parental anxiety. So the prevalence of the headache usually increases or reaches a peak around 11 to 13 years of age in both boys and girls. Migraine is, however, the most common primary headache with a prevalence about 9% in adolescents.
So, doctor, what are some common types of headaches in children that we encounter and what are the causes for this?
So, the common causes of headache in our pediatric population, first is the migraine, then there is a tension type headache, functional headache and some secondary headaches which are caused by upper respiratory infections, if sinusitis, dental infections or any refractory errors or vision issues. But some not so common issues are also there which can cause headache that are raised ICP, which causes due to a CNS infection.
So what are some common triggers or triggering factors and how can parents identify them?
So the common triggering factors for headaches could be excessive intake of caffeine, skipping meals which causes hunger, excessive noise or some kind of smell, excessive stress either physical or mental, sleep changes, decreased sleep or change in altitude and also during travel.
So how can parents distinguish between the regular headache and the migraine in the child?
So migraine is usually a chronic headache, but initially when it starts, it is difficult for the parents to distinguish. So a headache of migraine is very classical. It lasts for longer duration, at least from 30 minutes to at least 72 hours. It can long up to 2 to 3 days. And the child is easily disturbed. It prefers to stay in a silent, quiet environment in a dark place, avoid noises, and also sometimes associated with vomitings and very tiredness, and child prefers to sleep. In a normal headache, it usually lasts for about half an hour and usually subside with medication. So migraine headache usually doesn't subside with the over-the-counter medications.
So what treatment options or strategies are available for managing headaches and migraines in children, doctor?
Migraine headache actually requires not only medical management and also lifestyle modification. And we need to use the medications for prolonged to prevent the future recurrence of headaches. It could be the at least 8 to 12 weeks of treatment. And also with lifestyle modifications that we like to say as smart headache management. First, you have to regularize your sleep and make sure the child has sufficient sleep. M is for meals, where there is regular and sufficient meals and caffeine avoidance and good hydration. A for activity, regular aerobic exercise or any type of physical activity. R for relaxation techniques like stress reduction. T is for trigger avoidance. Avoid sleep deprivation, fasting and other identified triggers like some specific foods or smell.
So what are the warning signs that suggest a child might need immediate medical attention?
There are certain kinds of headache whenever the child is having very chronic headache, not able to carry out his regular day-to-day activities, is very lethargic, has continuous episodes of vomiting and is not feeding well and has very poor quality of sleep. This is where the child has to be brought to the hospital for immediate management, whether it could be an organic cause of headache or a migraine headache.
So thank you, Dr. Varsha, for sharing your expertise and insights into managing headaches and migraines in children.
Thank you.
Remember, recognizing triggers and seeking appropriate treatment are key to managing these conditions effectively. Stay tuned for more enlightening discussion on Yashoda Health Podcast. Thank you.